This is Rhema for today.
The same is true concerning healing. Now, what's happened is because some people have not gotten healed, and because that healing is something that you see in the physical, and salvation is in the spiritual, and it's something that you don't see with the natural eye, so there's not as much trouble with it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, Spiritual Life and Scriptural Healing, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
Then, by the prayer of faith, James 5:14, by the gifts, 1 Corinthians 12:9, and by the power of the Spirit, supernatural manifestations of the power of God as God wills. That's what Paul talks about in the gifts. Then to say that every Christian has the right to claim divine healing because Christ has provided and atoned, that's all the question. This is me talking now. To say that every Christian has the right to claim divine healing because Christ has provided it in the atonement is clearly taught in the Word of God. Just as clearly taught as that every sinner has the right of salvation because it's provided for in the atonement in the Word of God. Now, why then, if salvation is provided for by the death of Christ, why then are there still so many sinners in the world? I'm talking about ones that have sat in the church. I'm talking about ones that have heard the minister preach. I'm going to tell you, not necessarily a Pentecostal fellow that's received the Spirit. I'm talking about somebody that's just preached the blood of Jesus was shed for the remission of sin. If you believe on this, you can be saved. We hear it preached every day on the radio, on the television. Well, then why are so many still sinners? Because they have not met the qualifications of the Word of God. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Now that's real beautiful. That's real great. And it tells us that His Son was given for sin and for sinners. But where is the catch? Here's the catch. That whosoever believeth on Him or in Him. And then you begin to go into the Word of God and begin to find some teaching, and you'll find out that those that come to God must believe that He is. You'll find that you have to believe in your heart that Jesus Christ has died for our sins and is the Son of God, and that His blood was shed for our sins. And you have to believe that God raised Him from the dead. And when you believe this in your heart and confess this with your mouth, then you become what? Saved. No longer a sinner. You see, the same is true concerning healing. Now, what's happened is because some people have not gotten healed, and because that healing is something that you see in the physical, and salvation is in the spiritual, and it's something that you don't see with the natural eye, so there's not as much trouble with it. But because somebody didn't receive, because dear old brother so-and-so did not receive, our dear old saint, Aunt Mary, she, if there was ever a saint of God, Aunt Mary was a saint of God, and she didn't receive her healing. So we got all this wrong. So people start trying to teach that healing is not for us today just because somebody didn't receive. That's silly. Just because somebody didn't receive, just because I didn't receive healing, does not mean that healing is still not part of the Word of God. It means that some way, somehow, I didn't make my connections correctly. It would be just as silly if all of a sudden, or if we didn't have any electricity in this place, we didn't have any lights in this particular, we couldn't get the lights to come on, it would be just as silly to say, well, what's the matter with the Pennsylvania Power Company or whatever the name of your power company is up here? I can't understand it. We pay good money and they can't even produce the power. Did you know very seldom is the problem ever with the power company? The problem is not with the source. The problem is with the receiver. And you see, today, in the day and age in which we're living, there is no possibility. According to the Word of God, there is no possibility that there can be a problem with the power source. But the Word of God teaches that there are many, many problems with the receiving end. And to start teaching that healing is not for us today just because of this, and that's what happened. We are going to make the gospel of Christ of none effect. All right? As we begin to get involved with this, I cannot understand how people can accept the blood and the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ upon the cross of Calvary for sin and cannot accept the fact that healing was atoned for also with the same act. Now it's beyond me how people can separate these two. In trying to do so, it's about like trying to separate the spirit, soul, and body. They're different functions, they're different parts, but yet they operate together. Your spirit operates through this body. Your soul operates through this body. They operate one and together. This receiving of the atoning power of God through the vicarious suffering of Jesus Christ, you can't just pull out one part of it and say this part is real and this rest of it, this don't work. That's stupid, if you'll pardon my Texas vernacular. It would be just as stupid for us to pull out, and we understand, almost all of us, everybody here been to school? How many of you been to school? How many of you ever had to study U.S. government? Well, wouldn't it be stupid for us to say, okay, now, the president, yeah, that's real. Now, we just going to pull it out over here, and we're going to throw Congress and the judicial part out. We wouldn't have much of a government because it takes it all to work together. Well, how can you pull one part of the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ when he suffered, bled, and died on Calvary? How can you pull one part of it out over here and say that it's real and it's effective and we can and push the rest of it away and say it don't work? Hey, that's what preachers, schools, Bible classes are doing every day. It will be done this very day in Bible teaching classes in this city today, and children and adults will sit and hear somebody that is supposed to be an authority on the subject teach it, and they will receive it into their ears and they will believe it because so and so said it. Huh? And then what do you think will happen to the gospel of Christ? It will become non-effective. Now, though the human family is still under the Adamic curse of sin, yet Christ intended for the whole world to be redeemed spiritually and have spiritual everlasting life through the blood offering of Jesus Christ. Though we're still under the Adamic curse, God intended that through the suffering and the body of Christ, that man or mankind or the human race receive divine or spiritual healing. Now this brings me to another point. We begin to talk about some curses. I hear people running around saying, thank God I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. That's great, and you are. Okay? Galatians 3:13-14. How many of you ever heard of that? All right. But now I'm going to tell you something. You may be redeemed from the curse of the law. But did you know that the Adamic curse that was placed on the world and on mankind in general is still in effect and will never be released until Jesus Christ returns to this earth? Read Romans chapter 8 and it tells you that the whole earth is groaning for the day when it will be released from that curse. Spiritually, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. The curse of the law and the Adamic curse are two different things. The curse that came on mankind and the curse that came on the earth because of Adam's sin and transgression is completely removed from the curse of the law.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD, How to Grow in Love, along with his book titled The Healers in Your House. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Finally, we have Kenneth E. Hagin's DVD, Bringing Back the King. All these items are for the special price of only $30. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
I think we're going to have a bunch of lights.
We are. Yes. It's hard to believe.
It's almost Christmas time.
There is concessions. There's all kinds of things that are going to happen.
We're going to turn those Christmas lights on Wednesday, November the 26th.
Yes.
So, hey, I know that many of you come to see the lights. Just reminding you about it, you can start making preparation for your trips to come in. They come in here from Arkansas, Kansas,
yes,
Texas, all over the place to see these lights. They are spectacular.
That's right.
Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his message, Spiritual Life and Scriptural Healing. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.